Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined, by Christy App, the Chief Commercial Officer for the Port of New Orleans. We spend time with folks from the port periodically every month because of the critical role that they play in our local economy. And Christy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell. Thank you so much for having me.
And Christy, congratulations on your most recent appointment as the Chief Commercial Officer. You're walking on a different side now, right?
I am, and I'm sure you're aware of this as well. Going from public to private or private to public is definitely different, but it's an opportunity I welcome, and I'm super excited to be here.
Well, my side was a little darker, Christy, because I went to the media. So.
But we're sort of doing the opposite. You know, I was obviously in the private sector before, and I've been on your show before where I've had that the free reign to sort of say whatever I want, and now I'm in a place where I need to be a little more measured. So I tell everybody.
Well, I like the Christy that had the free range.
Well, the whole thing is, everybody tells me just continue to be myself here, and that's why they brought me on. So it's a good feeling to be here, and it's really great too when you when I can go, you know, into a totally new environment after, you know, 24 years at my previous company, and it feels very much like home here. So I'm very excited to be here.
Yes, and I think we are truly the beneficiary of your expertise. You've always been very proactive, right, in port activities and working with the port and serving in other capacities. So, it was just a natural transition, I would suspect.
It was, you know, I mean, I think I used to tease, my friends here at the port that I was their best unpaid employee for years. And So now that I'm coming in and coming home here, it feels comfortable. You know, I'm advocated for not just the Port of New Orleans, but all the ports, you know, and sort of maritime and trade and transportation infrastructure in the state, and in the country from a national level as well. So it's been a very easy transition in.
And I think when we talked before, Christy, we spent a little bit of time talking about how we're at a critical point, right, in the life cycle of the port right now. So it's got to be an exciting time for you to be there. And what does it mean, to kind of be in this position of authority to kind of steer things in a certain direction?
Well, I think it's to be able to apply, you know, my vision and also implementing the leadership's vision here of what the Port of New Orleans looks like as we move into the future is so exciting for me. As well from previous conversations where we've talked about the importance of the Downriver Container Terminal. We have a lot of variables that are stymieing our growth and stymieing trade in the state of Louisiana. From the air draft restrictions on the Mississippi River Bridge, if we have a high river, a low river, and really how that has affected especially containerized trade in the state. You know, we have our competition to the west and Houston, which is, you know, it is its own animal. I mean, Houston feeds itself. But we're really in a steep competition with the Port of Mobile to our east, Savannah, Charleston, to really claw back some of the cargo that we've lost over the last, you know, couple of decades.
So there's a bunch of, I guess, silos or different aspects of the port, one being obviously commercial strategy and there, and the port needs to grow, as you just pointed out. So what would your top priorities be as you step into this new CCO role?
I would say obviously is, you know, we need to regain and attract cargo we lost. But what I'm really most excited about is bringing new business into the state. The ports are drivers of economic development. I'm incredibly excited about the businesses that we have here. How can LIT continue to enhance and grow our existing businesses? But most importantly, at the same time, how can we use LIT to then attract advanced manufacturing, warehousing, distribution, the larger 3PLs into the state to really help, you know, really sort of supercharge the economy for Louisiana? How can we take advantage of all of our strengths, not just in the in the New Orleans region, but also in St. Tammany in northern Louisiana? How can we support all the growth that's going on in Southwest and in central Louisiana as well too?
I guess the tendency for many people is to not look at the port as figuratively as a series of concentric circles, right? It's almost as if they think it's the activities are directly right there at the dock and pretty much begins, ends at the dock, but that's not true.
No, and I think that's another aspect I'm incredibly excited about here is the port is so multifaceted. We have an over $1 billion industrial real estate portfolio. We have the sixth largest cruise port in the country. And then we also have our break bulk handling and the cargo operations, and the port also owns a public belt railroad. So, you know, from me and my position from coming from the private sector where I was a logistics operator before, you know, I'm moving into a place here that has the ability to bundle solutions and really, you know, sort of build packages for businesses, you know, that do business with the port, for businesses that, you know, are up in northern Louisiana, how can we use the tools that we have here to support those operations?
And you mentioned the LIT already, but the LIT seems to me to be the glue that would hold a whole lot of these things together initially and then allow the landscape to grow.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's I always tell everybody, you know, especially as a very proud LSU fan, I always hate deferring to Alabama, but Alabama did it right. You know, Alabama invested in their container terminal and then went lockstep from the federal side to their, you know, the state's economic development, state leadership as well, and regional leadership, and really pushed as a whole the development of their port. which then spun off all that growth to include up in Huntsville and Northern Alabama, auto manufacturing, Walmart distribution center, Airbus. So it really, it's a proven blueprint, I guess. It's not that we're building a, you know, a sort of fictitious business case for what the port could do. You know, it's what building Lit does for the state is going to be transformative for not only the state's economy, but really for the nation's economy as well.
So if you would, for the listening audience, you know, the port serves and works with a lot of customers. Help describe that, if you don't mind, so that they got a sense of who it is that y'all are actually interacting with.
Yeah, I mean, so we're incredibly diverse. So we're one of the largest, you know, rubber importers into the country. So the rubber that is imported into the Port of New Orleans then turns eventually into the tires that go on our vehicles. That comes over the docks of New Orleans. We're also one of the largest poultry exporters. So, you know, a lot of the frozen proteins, whether they're from, you know, Tyson or Sanderson Farms, those come into freezers here in New Orleans and are blast frozen and then are exported out of the port. And you know, whether it's from, you know, going to Central America, Africa, Asia, et cetera, it's the coffee. I mean, you look at, I always say it's when you go over the high rise and you smell freshly brewed coffee, that's coming from Folgers. You know, Folgers, which is owned by J.M. Smucker's. You know, this is their hub for importing. I actually had the privilege to go do a tour with them earlier this week and see their operations, and just the so you know, I say every time I go into the break room and brew a cup of coffee, it's one of our importers here.
Yeah. And any other industries that have a big footprint here?
Oh, I mean, it's obviously you look up and down the river, it's a petrochemical. And I think when you petrochemical, the shipbuilding, you know, that's the pieces and components that go into, you know, our various shipbuilders in Louisiana are brought in through the Port of New Orleans. It's so diverse and it touches anything and everything. You know, the liquid chemicals that come out of here. And I think that's the one thing that gets exciting as well is, you know, the operations that exist up in within the Port of South Louisiana's jurisdiction, or the Port of Baton Rouge, or the Port of Plaquemines, or the Port of St. Bernard. Those commodities, you know, through different modes of transport also flow through the Port of New Orleans. You know, Exxon may load a tanker upriver, but they also load them into ISO tanks and drums, and those are shipped out via container. So there's a lot of synergy with our port partners on the lower Mississippi River as well for those industries that we all touch in different ways.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah. I had an opportunity to visit the port, and I went through all of the back rooms and all of that, and saw the tires, saw all of what you were talking about. And Venture Global was under construction, and it was amazing how much of their materials came in by water into the port to be shipped just across the river.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's which is what we refer to as project cargo. So the big pieces and parts that go into building these massive facilities. We love when we see the Meta announcements or the Hyundai Steel announcements, and how are we going to play a role in the building of those facilities by bringing those big project pieces into the river, staging them on our docks, you know, for eventual either, you know, train or barge transfer upriver. But it is, I think people often look into port and it's just a ship and everything's going to go in a box. But there are a lot of big bulky pieces that move into these giant facilities that we see, not only up and down the river, but throughout the state, that are supported by our ports.
How would you best describe the role that the port plays, like, you know, separate and apart from just the city of New Orleans, the entire region of Southeast Louisiana, and of course, how we service, you know, the middle corridor of the United States and the national economy?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it for years, I think, and not just for the Port of New Orleans itself, but all the ports in Louisiana, we feed, fuel, and power the world. Where the amount of grain that flows down through the river, again, it can be, you know, loaded directly into a bulk vessel, or there's some markets that prefer to receive in a container. So, you know, you have corn, grain, rice, essentially, you know, blown into a plastic line 20-foot box, and then exported out. The agriculture needs, obviously the petrochem side, what we talked about, and now with LNG coming online, it's really, really, it's amazing to see how the ports in the lower Mississippi River are having such a vital role in the nation's economy.
When you know, typically industries develop 3, 5, 7 year strategic plans. What would be the norm for a port activities? And, you know, I guess you guys are always revising yours.
I think it's always revised. I think you always, no matter what business you're in, you're always looking at short, medium, and long term. I remember when we did the first strategic plan back in 2019, which was what spurred the Louisiana International Terminal. But it's a constant change. The beautiful and frustrating and fascinating thing about freight is that freight is always changing, how it's moving, how consumers want to receive, how other countries have developed to then receive freight in a different manner. Always take, coffee for years, you know, coffee was, initially, you know, 50 years ago when we were here, it was brought in bags, and, you know, and those bags were reached in, you know, were pulled out the hulls of ships and put on docks and then moved into warehouses. And now, you know, coffee is being processed in other countries, you know, still sometimes in the burlap sacks, but also at the same time being blown into bulk and containers. So it's always that shifting. So when you look at, you know, a plan, it's analyzing trends in movement. It's analyzing policy, you know, like how is trade policy, not only here in the United States, but perhaps even the European Union or other countries, affecting how cargo is moving. So you have to be very nimble. And I think a lot of times when we do these strategic plans, they're here for guidance, but they're also not written in stone, because if you don't pivot, to how the industries or markets are changing, you know, you can be left behind. And so I would say it's always good to have a plan, but it's also always good to be proactive and also be prepared to be reactive when the market shifts.
Very recently, and I think you played a role in it, is what I'm told, you know, a lot of the ports kind of coming together for the first time, you know, and not viewing their world of working within their own silo. How important is that to you, and does that align with your leadership style?
Absolutely. I would say, I'm incredibly proud to be collaborative. I've never operated in silos from when I was leading my own company to you know, leading a trade association. And I think having the ports come together, you know, spearheaded a few years ago, there were some initiatives up in Baton Rouge, and it really sort of forced leadership at all our five, at all the ports, and especially the five ports along the lower Mississippi River, as to how do we engage? You know, we all share the same cargo from the developments that are within our ports. But when you look at the lower Mississippi River as a port complex, it is, you know, we're one of the top port complexes in the world. And so, you know, we're working with as well, and the World Trade Center played a big role in this as well as Mr. Joe Toomey, who was a former chair here at the Port of New Orleans. But it took us all to say, what are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? And then how do we combine that together? And how do we market ourselves, not just as the Port of New Orleans or the Port of South Louisiana or the Port of Baton Rouge or the Port of Plaquemines or the Port of St. Bernard, but how do we combine our assets and our strengths and really push that out to the market? How can we all work together to bring industry into our regions or into the state itself? And then how do we interface with those developments using our strengths? I mean, obviously here, you know, we do containers here in New Orleans, but we also do break bulk. You know, there's liquid bulk handling and other facilities. There's just, I think it's been really good to see that we're stronger together. And it's been wonderful to see for all the leadership at the five lower Mississippi River ports to be fully engaged and acting as a cohesive unit as we move into really marketing the state's economy and what ports do for the state of Louisiana.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on your new position. As I said earlier, I've heard a lot of great things about you, so therefore we expect great things from you, right?
You know, I don't want to disappoint you, Newell, so, you know, I have to live up to everything you're setting for me now.
No, but I'm very excited when I heard that you got the appointment, and I heard from a lot of people that were as well. Obviously, you're very well respected in the industry, and it's a good grab for the port for sure. Best of luck to you, and have an incredible holiday season.
Oh, thank you so much. Same to you and your family, Noel.
Thank you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll visit with Cenzo Corona, entrepreneur in residence and startup North Shore program manager from the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho!
ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.